What's the risk to law enforcement and to prosecution if, when presented a legal court order, a company refuses to provide the communications that the court has ordered them to?
The risk is that we won't be able to make a case and a really bad guy will go free.
And can you, for the American people, set a percentage of how much of that is terrorism and how much of that fear is law enforcement and prosecutions that take place in every town in America every day?
Yeah, I'd say this problem we call going dark, which as Director Clapper mentioned, is the growing use of encryption, both to lock devices when they sit there and to cover communications as they move over fiber optic cables, is actually overwhelmingly affecting law enforcement because it affects cops and prosecutors and sheriffs and detectives trying to make murder cases, car accident cases, kidnapping cases, drug cases. It has an impact on our national security work, but overwhelmingly this is a problem that local law enforcement sees, especially with respect to devices, phones, that default lock. That is the overwhelming concern of state and local law enforcement, because all of our lives are becoming increasingly digital. Those devices are going to hold the evidence of child pornography, communications that someone made before they were killed, before they went missing, the evidence that will be necessary to solve a crime, and including things, like I said, like car accidents. And so it is a big problem for law enforcement, armed with a search warrant, when you find a device that can't be opened even though the judge said there's probable cause to open it. As I said, it affects our counterterrorism work. At San Bernardino, very important investigation to us. We still have one of those killers' phones that we have not been able to open. Right? It's been over 2 months now. We're still working on it. But it's also occurred on the criminal side. Right? A woman was murdered in Louisiana last summer, 8 months pregnant, killed. No clue as to who did it, except her phone is there when she's found, killed. They couldn't open it, still can't open it, so the case remains unsolved. So this is something I hear about all over the country from my partners in state and local law enforcement.
But supplying the information is absolutely crucial to the continuation of that investigation and prosecution.
Yeah, that's one of the aspects of the conversation, which is healthy. There's a robust debate going on, and there ought to be, because these are important issues. But a part that gets confusing to me is when folks talk like, we want access to company servers, we want access to their source code. What we would like is a world where people are able to comply with court orders. Lots of companies do. Both people who make phones are able to unlock them when judges order it, and people who provide communication services are able to comply with judges' orders. Others can't, and therein lies the problem. But it's not about us trying to get a back door, a term that confuses me, frankly. I don't want a door, I don't want a window, I don't want a sliding glass door. I would like people to comply with court orders, and that's the conversation we're trying to have.